Love Talk Radio.
Puff TV morning combo. Hey, listen for yourself. Let's get this show started.
I do everything. Good morning, Bull City. Thank God it's Friday. We made it.
I thought you was going to say it in patois.
No. You had like, you didn't understand nothing I was saying earlier.
I was with you a little bit, but you know, it's all good. I'm freshening up my skills. I'm going to get better. Yo, it's Bull City. Yo, it's Friday. The beast is time to turn up, man. It's a super Friday for us.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit to do this weekend.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Yo,
you're now tuning in to the Puff TV Morning Convo.
It's the Puff TV Morning Convo, man. It is Friday, May 16th. Yes, it is. Oh, it's 54 degrees outside, and it's supposed to get up to a beautiful. Beast, it's going to be beautiful. They're going to get up to a beautiful 70 degrees, about 70, 74. I look at big
it?
Weather. Big, yeah, that's good. It ain't going to be all hot and musty today. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice day, though. Yeah. Hey, yo, y'all know how we do, man. It's Friday. We're going to turn up. You know, we made it through the week, thank God. On today's show, man, we got the Carter's family statement. Whoopi Goldberg made a statement. Everybody making a statement. Nicki Minaj single. Topics, events, all that. Y'all know how we do. And I got some new hot music and a throwback song just for my real 80s babies out here. You know what I'm saying? This is the Puff TV Morning Show. Shout out to all my callers, man. I see y'all, man. The boy filling up. And I'm going to give it time. And, you know, we got Sports by Damien, too. Don't leave me out because you got to keep us on them NBA scores. NBA games was good last night. Somebody got their ass sent home. But, yo, y'all know how we do, man. I got to play a joke. Wake y'all up. Make sure you listen. People trying to get their coffee and all their stuff and they, you know, their Jamaican muffins and all that stuff ready for the show. You feel me, the beast?
Jamaican muffin, dumpling, Akian sausage.
Oh, that's what y'all eat for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's what's up because y'all.
Because I fucking rule.
Yo. So yeah, I'm finna play something. The beast, do you want me to go to old school? I'm gonna play something new. Not yet. So say no more. I'm finna play some music, man. Y'all get right. Give y'all time to call in, get comfortable, yo, because we got a good show, man. And we talking about how the church, it's a church in North Carolina, want to charge you to get in the church. The beast got to pay at the door. You feel me? I need.
Okay.
And I get for y'all, deacon. Deacon Mac Puff and Deacon Freak. Yo, we're going to be back in a minute, man. It's 9:04. Let's get it, baby. Puff TV Morning Convo. Shout out to all my listeners. I can't stop saying it.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Let's see. I like that new Usher shit, but man, I'm turning up. I'm on that new Migos, man. Let's go.
Good morning. This shit right here is exclusive.
Yeah.
Ready to dance.
Hey, hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. and anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker, figure it out, this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a men's rub zone. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in the tub song. Nigga, just a tub song.
Dang. In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals. But none of that mean none to me.
Go.
I'm celebrating with my family.
Ooh.
Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy. No nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy. In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals.
Go.
But none of that mean none to me.
No.
I'm celebrating with my family.
No
nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy.
Grammy.
No nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy.
Quavo.
J's, they callin' my phone, they tie my line.
Jay.
Labels, they callin' my phone, I don't wanna sign.
No.
They sayin' we made our own $1 million.
And
it's all right now, I wanna order up a million bottles.
Woo.
We came from jigging the Impala to smashing the models. We independent, we don't need none of your major dollars.
Whippin' no. And whippin' and spinning the dope, I'm hitting the dope.
Woo.
I rip it and package, I'm shipping the dope.
Well,
enough of the dope, I'm killing the hoe. I'm picking the trip to Bahamas, go pick up them commas. And when I sit down, I hop in the thunder. Smoking no good man. Try like I'm 50. No cupid, them bitches be kissing them fair. They listen, them bitches in the kitchen.
Dang. In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals.
Go.
But none of that mean none to me.
No.
I'm celebrating with my family.
Ooh.
Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy. I want a Grammy.
Go.
In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals.
Go.
But none of that mean none to me.
No.
I'm celebrating with my family. Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy.
Ooh.
I want a Grammy.
Grammy like Tony. Now I want Grammys at ceremony. Nigga snake, I always acting funny. Got the Mac 11, call it macaroni. I would get trophies in recreation. QC the label, the solid foundation. Sitting at home, I would contemplate. Tangent and switch up my situation. Trying to see the bigger picture. Pull up to the war show in my new fiscal. No, it ain't no money issue. Grant all my mama wishes. Watching my son on the channel. I want me your Grammy, your messin', I want me your panel. My nigga, we next up. These niggas, they copy this rap, but no, they not better than us.
Dang. In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals.
Go.
But none of that mean none to me.
No.
I'm celebrating with my family.
Ooh.
Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy.
Me,
I want a Grammy.
King.
Oh, nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy.
Go.
In the hood, you earn your stripes.
Strike.
Like Olympus, got gold medals.
Go.
But none of that mean none to me.
No.
I'm celebrating with my family. Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy.
Ooh.
I want a Grammy.
Grammy.
Nigga, we're trapping the Grammy. I want a Grammy.
Don't.
Yo, that song right there just had me on cloud crawl.
Yo, what up? Shout out to Puff TV Morning Show. It's your man, Avon. It's real, y'all.
Yo, you know, the beats, all the Migos music just had me on club crunk. I mean, on cloud crunk. Soon as I hear, you feel me?
I can understand why.
Hey, yo, it's 908. We got 51 minutes left in the show. It's May 6th, last Friday, man. Y'all know how we do. Hey, don't ever forget, yo, this show is brought to you by Edward Chambers and Mary Chambers Cancer Foundation. We're going to keep hope alive and keep the dream alive and fighting for the homie E. Chambers. What's up, Global? I know my boy looking down like, yeah. The Beast, yo, before I get into the world news, I got to shout out my homegirl. I'm going to see if I can catch her pull in right quick. Yo, Lady C. I hope you have a safe trip. I hope you have a safe trip, babe.
Thank
when you get
you.
Over there, blow one for me for the blood clot boy. The bitch, she going to your home.
You are. I know. Look here. Whatever you do, do not go with any citizens anywhere. Stay on the property, okay? It's safe. You don't know nobody down there. You don't know nobody down there. Don't go with nobody down there. Stay the beach. Stay by the beach.
Look, this proof stuff. What y'all wanted me to bring back? I forgot.
I need a shot glass.
Pure white Hennessy.
No. Not a shot glass. Bring it back overproof. I need a bottle of overproof. Yes.
That's what I need to say then when I go in the ABC store, overproof.
Overproof, yes. Overproof rum.
I got you.
Georgia Jamaican rum. Yep.
I got
you when you get here, honey. I would. Yes.
I got
anything, babe. You have a safe trip, Lady C. We love you.
Love y'all, sis.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's my homegirl, Lady C. I had a shout out. She on her way to Jamaica, and she posted on Facebook that she listening to the show right before she board a plane. So I had to hit her with a lot of mercy. You feel me, to me? Come on.
Wait, you said
come
you
on.
Wanted some pure white Hennessy?
Yeah, pure white Hennessy.
Yeah, that stuff is all right, right there. I don't drink brown, but I definitely drink that.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, look, let's jump to that. I want to jump to the world news right quick, man, because we got a lot. We trying to get into the show today. Yo, world news, man. Gucci Man copped a plea deal for gun possession. Now he's facing 39 months in jail. We probably won't see him till late 2016. He did plead guilty to possession of a firearm by convicted felon. He was looking at, could have been looking at damn near 10 years, but he got 10 months credit, and, you know, he'll be home soon, man. So hold your head, Gucci Man. Stop playing with the damn guns. The Beast, I got one for you. You remember Jasmine Sullivan?
Yes, I do.
You know Jasmine Sullivan? Yes, I knew you was going to know the exact song. I ain't even Googling or nothing, but I really could not remember what song she sung. Right there, crazy ass woman. She got a lot of shit started with that song. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I believe so. She did.
Okay.
She gave
yeah,
a whole bunch of
justification. Damn. Well, she been off the scene since 2011 when she decided to take a break from the industry, and because she promised herself would make her happy anymore, she would just quit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she prayed and she wanted to get closer to God. You can never knock nobody for that. You feel me, the Beast? But guess what? She's back, and she said she's back, and she's coming back higher than ever. So all you Jasmine Sullivan fans, be looking for something to come up from her soon. You feel me? I like Jasmine Sullivan.
That's cool.
Guess who's single? I can't wait till I get on. So I can, you know, be famous, because when the opportunity comes for somebody like this to be single, I just can't believe it. The Beast, guess who's single?
Who's single, sweet child?
Nicki Minaj.
Look, she been in over. Claude have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
He know what I want. Hey.
He know what I want. Yo, Nicki Minaj posted on her Instagram and Twitter that she's now single, living a single life. And in the response to that, West Coast rapper The Gang took to his Instagram yesterday and made her his WCW, that's Women Crush Wednesday, if you ain't know, to let her know that he's ready and he's willing to, if she want to mingle, give a thug a try. What you think about? You don't like the Gang, do you?
So I like The Gang, but he I don't know what's happening on his new show right now, if he gonna get married or not. But I kind of like him with his wife and his family, so I need him to chill out.
Yeah, so you think The Game should go back to being a family man, huh?
Yeah, he looks nice in the family eye. Yes, he really does, especially when he with his kids. But
I
can't
agree
talk.
With that. I agree with that. Gangsters,
what's up, guys?
Hey, yo, I know y'all seen I posted on my Facebook or not, but Whoopi Goldberg is in hot. Yo, go to
okay.
Me. Whoopi Goldberg is in hot water, man. I'm going to let y'all hear why, man, because she made a statement. But I kind of feel Whoopi, man. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Keep your damn hands to yourself. Check out.
When I said, if someone hits you, you have the right to hit them back. I didn't say Jay-Z should have hit Solange. I said, if a man, you hit a man, that man has the right to hit you back. That's what I said. I stand by that. If you hit anybody, they have the right to hit you back. And this idea that men are not supposed to hit women, if you slap a man, he has the right to slap you back. Now, not everybody's going to agree, and I'm okay with that. But that's how I feel. That's why I don't slap anybody.
Come get some.
Right. How you feel about that?
I agree with her 5,000%. You hit me. Don't act like you don't know why I slap the shit out of you back. Like, get your life. Females, you talking about you don't want no man to beat on you. Bruh, y'all be provoking these dudes sometimes. Come on. I watched the fight. okay? Jay-Z had plenty of time to just get two in there. Plenty.
Mm-mm.
And she deserved it because she was wilding for, it looked like for nothing. We don't know what they were talking about, but it looked like for nothing. But come on, man. Get your life. You say, you don't want nobody to put their hands on you? Don't put your hands on nobody else. That simple.
Yeah. That, I think that was like the first rule you learned as a kid. All right, you hit them, they're going to hit your ass back. Hit them
keep
back.
Your hands
don't let nobody
damn
hit you.
Self.
You remember your mom used to tell you that, you better not come in here crying. I'll whoop your ass. You don't go back out there and fight. Yeah, but on morals and life, though, just being a bigger person like Jay-Z was, you know, if a woman hits a man, you ain't got to necessarily hit her back, fellas. You know you're going to kick ass. You know you're stronger than her. So sometimes it's okay to let them live. I'm not saying you're not supposed to defend yourself if you have to, but I'm saying, you know, sometimes, man, you can let them live. It ain't going to hurt you that bad. Now, if she shoots you with a 45, then I understand if you shoot her back with a 45. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
I'm an eye for eye type person, so.
Well, you know, the beast, you know, I understand you totally, and, I understand you totally, and but it's a difference with you though, because you from a different culture, so you know you was raised a little different. You wasn't really raised with all the American stuff. You feel me?
You got ducks.
A son boy, I don't think son boy kill around here tonight, son.
Okay.
See that's what you tell a motherfucker that hit you. Yo, but look, we got hold on, yo. I think I might have a caller, man. Somebody want to chime in. Let me see. Oh, it's my homie, Fi. Give me 1 second. Fi, how you feel about that joke?
I'm like this right here, man. It's go up on the person looks. If she ugly as hell, you should smack her. But if she look good, don't smack her. And the same as you go for a man.
Damn.
Okay.
Think about it. Solange is a pretty woman. Jay shouldn't have smacked her. Now, if he'd have been in there arguing with somebody like, let me see, Whoopi Goldberg, smack the shit out of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Wally.
Yeah.
It is.
They appreciate
you, man. In my eyes, Whoopi Goldberg is prettier than how Solange was acting in that.
B.
Yes.
If Denzel hits you, don't you hit him back. But if Trinidad James hits you.
Oh, my God.
Who's the first person?
If Trinidad James hits your ass, you better go to his ass.
But who I'm not supposed to hit?
You better not hit Denzel Washington today. You gonna hit Denzel. All the women know Denzel.
Hey, if Denzel hit me, we doing it. We kicking it. I'm about to go in. Nobody better
God,
hit me.
God, I can taste it.
Women kick
but
your
you
ass.
Should if Denzel hit me, I'll take that look for $5 million.
I'm gonna be right
crazy,
with
man.
Denzel hit you, and I'm gonna put his ass in training day. I'm gonna whoop his ass. He hit you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
All right.
Appreciate you,
bro. I got bodyguards I didn't even know about.
Yeah, so that's that Fahim, boy. That's my homie, boy. That dude, that's something else. Hey, the Beast, but yo, let him know what's going on in the Carter family, though.
Okay, so Beyonce and Solange and Jay-Z, they released a joint statement. And they're speaking out on what happened, pretty much. They released a statement together, and I'm going to read this statement as is. As a result of the public release of the elevator security footage from Monday, May 5th, there has been a great deal of speculation about what triggered the unfortunate incident. But for the most important thing is that our family was worked through it. Jay-Z and Solange each assumed their share of responsibility for what occurred. So technically, they're not really saying what happened, but they're both apologized, and they're moving forward as a united family. So obviously, we're not going to know what happened, but what they're saying is at the end of the day, all families have their own problems. They're not different. They love each other. They're going to put it behind them, and they want everybody else to do the same thing. That's it.
Oh,
and I know. I posted a link because I didn't get to be on Wednesday show. I posted a link, and that we can't say that that happened for sure, but that story was very, it seemed pretty funny to me. Somebody had to be mad about something to get that, and she didn't look drunk to me, but she was definitely pissed off, and the story made a lot of sense to me. So, but like we said, nobody, we weren't there. All we saw was a fight. Shakisha, no.
Look, I know one thing, though, for sure, though, the beast.
What?
He definitely called her a bitch, okay?
Okay.
For real, I know that for a show. Hey, yo, we
that 3 minute, long video was official because I kept seeing just a little snippets of them handling it. She went in on him every chance she got. Every time you thought she was calm, they closed the elevator door like 6 times, and he opened it back up like 7. So I thought I was going to die. Like, she was going in. So it's over now. We might as well drop it.
Yeah, we'll let it go.
We can even make our own money.
Hey, look, we're going to go to Sports by Damian, y'all, man. We got 38 minutes left in the show. Shout out to everybody listening to us, man. It's the Puff TV Morning Show, baby. Friday, 70 degrees outside.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
So, let's get this sports going right quick, man. The NBA was awesome last night.
And now, Sports by Damian.
What's happening this morning? Good morning, sweet Sports. Sister Beast. What's good? It's Friday. Friday. It's a beautiful day. We all blessed to be here, man. Shout out to the listeners, like you said before. Got a lot of support for the show, man. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. Like you said, man, NBA action, crazy. The sports world is on fire right now. We're going to start Wednesday with the NBA playoffs. The Miami Heat, they look to end their Eastern Conference semifinal series with the Brooklyn Nets. Now, Brooklyn played well, led by Joe Johnson, 34 points, and the Nets actually held an 8-point lead with less than 5 minutes to play. But Miami's defense forced Brooklyn into 9 straight misses, while Miami scored 12 straight points, and that was capped off by a Ray Allen three-pointer with 38 seconds left, and the Heat closed out Brooklyn with a 96-94 victory. Now, LeBron James led the Heat with 29 points and 9 rebounds, while Dwayne Wade scored 20 of his 28 points in the first half, and Miami moved on to the 4th straight Eastern Conference Finals. Now, the late game Wednesday saw the number one seed out west, the San Antonio Spurs. They were trying to close out their series with the Portland Trailblazers. Now, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, he was limited to just 10 minutes and didn't score a basket in the game because of a bum hamstring, but that didn't slow down the Spurs. Former UNC star Danny Green had 20 points, and Kawhi Leonard also had 22 points as San Antonio ended Portland's season with a 104-82 victory. Now, the Spurs will play in the Western Conference Finals for the 2nd straight year. Now, last night, the Washington Wizards, they were trying to stave off elimination versus the Indiana Pacers in the other Eastern Conference semifinal. Now, the Wizards took a 74-73 lead on a Bradley Beal three-pointer with just under 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. But Indiana proceeded to go on a 20-6 run to close out the game, and they won that game 93-80, ending Washington's season. Now, Garner native David West, he led Indiana with 29 points, and Lance Stephenson chipped in with 17 points and 8 assists. And Indiana will now face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game one of that series is Sunday afternoon at 3:30, and it is a rematch of last year's final. Now, last night, the late game, L.A. Clippers, they were trying to stave off elimination versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the Clippers built a 16-point first-half lead, but they watched that lead slowly evaporate as league MVP Kevin Durant scored a game-high 39 points to go along with 16 rebounds, and Russell Westbrook overcame a slow start to finish with 19 points and 12 rebounds as Oklahoma City ended the Clippers season with a 104-98 victory. Now, so the Western Conference Finals are now set. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the San Antonio Spurs. Game one is Monday night in San Antonio at 9 p.m. We're going to switch gears, give you some Durham Bulls scores. Now, Wednesday, the Bulls continue their four-game series with the Charlotte Knights at the BBAP. The Bulls scored 5 runs in the 3rd inning, highlighted by right fielder's Mikey Matuk's triple, and they won that game 6-4. Now, last night, with all the rain and the thunder and possibly tornadoes, the game was postponed. The Bulls and the Knights will play a doubleheader starting tonight at 6 p.m. The weather should be good. Take the kids out. It's fireworks Friday at the DBAP. Got some NFL news. Aaron Hernandez, if you don't know, he was the ex-New England Patriots tight end. Now, he's already being held in Boston on first-degree murder charges of Odin Lloyd in the June 2013 shooting death of Odin Lloyd. Now, Suffolk County prosecutors have also indicted Hernandez on a double murder from 2012. So, allegedly, he ran up on somebody at a stoplight that he got into an argument with in the club and killed two people at a stoplight. So apparently Aaron Hernandez is crazy. And apparently he's about that life. So we'll keep you tuned on that situation. Yeah, he got three bodies. They might try to throw a couple more at him. I don't know right now. But it's going to be more to come out with that story. And I'll keep you guys up to date on that. Last thing in sports, we got the 6-4 Bull City Legacy of the Tobacco Road Basketball League. They look to make a playoff push as they hit the road for a game against the 2-6 Fayetteville Crossover. Now, the Legacy are led by former Northern High star Corey Evans. He's second in the league in scoring at 30 points per game, and he's sixth in the league in assists at 4.7. So if the Legacy win one of their next two games, they will assure themselves a playoff spot. And I'll have that score and the numbers for you on Monday, whether or not they make the playoffs. Again, man, I'm Sports by Damien. I just want to shout out my co-host on the YouTube channel, Pierre. We're up to 10,000 views on one of our videos, man. We're doing good things on YouTube, and we got an endorsement from none other than the pound-for-pound champ, Mr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. He tweeted out our video, and the views just skyrocketed, man. So, you know, shout out to my co-host Pierre. If you want to look at the YouTube channel, visit us on In My Humble. Go to the website, sportsbydamien.com. It's got all my information, all the Twitter, all the Facebook, all the Tumblr, everything you want to know about Sports by Damien and what we're doing in the sports world. And as always, the Beast, tell the people what they do when they're in a tough situation.
On the weekend?
On any day of the week.
Okay, I'm going to add my own little, you know. So from Sunday through Thursday at like 7, you're supposed to act accordingly. But after 7 on Thursday, turn up.
Yeah.
So basically, everybody who's listening, what the Beast is saying is whatever situation that you may be in, assess that situation and then act accordingly. Mm-hmm. And as always,
okay.
I'm out of here, man. Y'all have a good weekend. I love all y'all. Love all the listeners. And it's Friday. Turn it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Sports by Damien.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got.
You're now tuning into the Puff TV Morning Combo.
We got 31 minutes left in the show. Guys, gotta tell y'all what's popping this week. TV, you know we partying tonight. We get into all that in a minute, and we got to talk about it's gonna cost you $10 to get in that church. How you feel about that? We'll be back in a minute, yo. The Beast, I'm gonna take us back to a classic. You ready for it? Oops, my fault. The Beast, I didn't mean to cut you off. You heard me? I'm gonna take us back to a classic. You ready for it?
I'm ready. Let's go.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music.
Let's go.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting, even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk. in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Work life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga. Gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth. Never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your mister, you my missus, with hugs and kisses. Valentine cards and birthday wishes, please. We on another level of planning, of understanding, the bond between men.
I swear to God, that's the first thing I try to think of, and I don't remember. I have no idea what I was doing when this song came out, so I'm going to look it up real quick. I don't remember what the hell I was doing when this song came out. I just remember that was when you was young and you didn't care who you was with, so when he said, you don't need a ring to be my wife, that was what was in at that moment. That's what everybody was saying.
Right. Exactly. Hey, yo. I got one more song I'm going to play, man, before we get into the Bull City topics. Now, man, so I'm going to jump to them topics right now. I got to let y'all know what's popping. The city. Y'all already know it's going down tonight, man. Yo, first off, let me shout out to everybody who made it to the Zumba Wednesday. We got it in Wednesday. Shout out to the Zumba coach, Jessica. Yeah. I can't remember my name, but it's the girl who could kick all the way on top of her head and clap in between her legs. Yo, we thought you was from Dominican Republic or somewhere. But yo, the workout was real. Shout out to all my homeboys, Mia, Rob, the boys came through. We Zoom, but we back at it next week. We going every week, man. No number $10 every Wednesday from 6 to 8. We got free fruit and water. Yo, you came to Zumba, how did you enjoy it? Did you pass out when I started talking about Zumba?
Oh my God!
I was
you're now tuning into the Puff TV morning combo.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did okay. I didn't actually start feeling sore until actually this morning, but that's because I decided that if I was going to start doing a Zumba, I was going to keep up a little regimen of me working out. So I worked out yesterday, and then I went to work and ended up having to do a lot of walking. So I got a good 2 miles in yesterday. And I was lifting weights too, so I'm feeling a little sore today.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I am. I'm still sore too. It feel like I've been riding a horse all week, hurt inside my thighs, man. But it took my sex drive is up to 21 minutes now, if I might throw that in. But anyway, I'm gonna keep it moving, yo. Shout out to the Zumba crew, yo. Pro TV Zumba Wednesday 6 to 8, man. Bring your ass. Yo, tonight is going down in a major way. We setting off the city. Shout out to everybody who's going to be in the city tonight from Durham Reunion. It's going down tonight at the house. Ladies free all night. Do you hear me? Ladies free all night. It's the original house party, man. All drinks $5. It's 25 plus. You know, y'all know how we do at the house. Bring your ass, man. We starting it up tonight. Durham reunion, baby. Durham North Side, South Side, East Side, your mama side, Corn Wireless. I can name everywhere in Durham. Shit. We ought to do a show on just naming projects in Durham. Freako, name a project for me right now off the top of your head in Durham. Bam.
Damon Court.
That's a good one, too, man. I bet you can't name three more.
Three more? Shit, quick. Maureen Road Apartment. So you want me to hit you with another one? Ragtown.
Yeah, come on, man. Hicktown.
Some people might not consider this one, but if you go out there, you'll find out. Carriage House.
Okay. Yeah.
Motherfucker,
right? Oh, no, they ratchet out there.
He go down.
Hey, yo, y'all, like I said, y'all meet us out there at the house tonight. We getting it in, man. Y'all already know we do. It's shot time to beat you. I know you ready for some shots, ain't you? Shot, and I'm ready to dance. Man. Then tomorrow, y'all, I've been talking about it all week on Facebook. I asked the ladies what kind of wine they like. You know, the bees, you know, tomorrow's going to be real. It's a, the wine tasting day party edition. It's a real grown float, fly shit we finna be on. Y'all got tongue twisted again.
That's fine.
I'm ready for this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yo, like I put on Facebook, yo, we're going to have wine. We're going to have free wine for all the ladies. Strawberries, cheese, and crackers. Yo, I'm talking about it's going down, yo. It's Saturday, May 17th, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a day party. Half off wings, $5 drink. Once again, wine for the ladies in the house. All right. I had to cut the sexy music on for that. You know, wine is such a sexy drink to be. You know what I'm saying?
God, I can taste it.
But yeah, man, you know, so that's what's on the agenda for this weekend, man, and we hope to see all y'all out there, man. Hopefully we can have a shot party or something afterwards. A good after party would be good, too, to be. Hey, yo, I want to send a special happy birthday to my homegirl, Matina. Yesterday was her birthday. Happy birthday to Matina. I know I'm going to see you somewhere today, and we're going to take a shot.
No, I got a shout out my sister. Y'all know her as Miss D. Campbell on Facebook, but today's her birthday. Happy birthday, sis.
I'm sure she's probably listening, too, because she has it programmed in her car stereo. Ha, ha, ha. Bam, how you like that? Now.
Okay.
The Beast, I'm finna play a song when we come back. We're gonna talk about how this church in Winston-Salem that charges $10 to get in the church service. You heard me right. $10. Or you can pay a monthly fee of $30, a family discount. But we'll get in all that in a minute, yo. It's Plus TV Morning Show. We got 21 minutes left. I told my homeboy Freako I was going to rock that new Free Bass. That 2 Chainz new album, Free Bass. Good music. Hot shit. We'll be right back after this.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Plus TV Morning Show.
I hate when I'm about to run out of time. I try to get the whole show in there. Check this out.
Hello, I'm a cheater with anybody. I lost my job, my four-wheel drive. I just got thrown out of my trailer. All because of one thing. Free bass and cocaine. That's all my life was bass. Nothing else. I was on that last lap with that checkered flag about to weigh me on into hell. But I got nothing. I got in a rehab program down there at Redstone Arsenal down there in Alabama. And with them people helping me, well, that smoky white devil is no longer a part of my life. And I can proudly say that I do not pre-base cocaine. Now, I'll take a drink now. I will take a drink, but I do not pre-base cocaine. But, you know, I'll take a drink, and I might even smoke a little reef. You know, I like to smoke. Reefer, you know, it relaxes me and everything. A couple of doobies, you know, just to get you through the day and everything. But as far as basing goes, I don't do it.
Now I'll do some tooting now. Don't get me wrong. I will do some tooting, you know. Then, you know, if you party and everything, somebody comes up and give it to you. It's them polite not to take it there. So me and my girlfriend Sally, we, you know, we party, man. I tell you, we just party. So, you know, I will do some tooting. We do, you know, on a good weekend there. We call a bunch of friends over. We do about an 8-ball of tooting there, but we don't base. I do not free base cocaine. We'll make that clear. I don't do it. I don't do it.
You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Yeah. I woulda went there with y'all. I woulda got me a rental. I coulda sung in the club. I can fuck every hoe in the building. I shoulda got me a plaque. I should get me more attention. No, you should shut the fuck up and leave all the bitching to bitches.
What a good shoulda ass nigga. Oh, what a good, what a good shoulda ass nigga. Ow, ow, ow.
She in stiletto, she walking all pigeon toe. Really though, when it gonna get in dough? If you listen to me, I'm so underground. You have to sit on the floor. Ow, I just thought I seen a spaceship right past my airline. Everybody know I dumped that white girl like Kevin Federline. Don't pay me no never mind. These niggas are bugging. Pass the side. I count money in my spare time. Just paid $100 for a hairline. Label talking about what they woulda did. Bet the house on me and you could be a winner. Girl, you eat more pussy than me. Girl, you shoulda been a nigga. Pockets swollen up like lymph nodes. Been a go-getter from the get-go. Always talk about what you were finna do. Damn, bro, I thought you were finna get dope.
You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Yeah.
I woulda went there with y'all. I woulda got me a rental. I coulda sung in the club. I can fuck every hoe in the building. I shoulda got me a plaque. I should get me more attention. No, you should shut the fuck up and leave all the bitching to bitches.
What a good, good ass nigga. Oh, what a good, what a good, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, oh. Oh.
You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass hater. Won't be a man so bad, homie. Ain't won't see me get free. If you could, you woulda caught a fan on me. If I woulda shook your hand, I woulda been your bar. Now you're extra hot since I done hit your bra. Now you're talking now, boss spoken now. You probably would shoot something if you had some heart. That Bentley come from exotic rentals. Gotta go back Sunday, so you're flat broke Monday. Probably could go spend 200 on something.
Yep, yep.
If you was getting boosted money, you ain't king of diamonds, throwing counterfeit. You might as well go and put the pop on the stage. All these rappers lying on records. OMG, hip-hop, hooray. And you probably would've been up in my video. But that was before I went in. Ain't even write me no letter. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass friend. Buster.
You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. You a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga. Yeah.
I woulda went there with y'all. I woulda got me a rental. I coulda sung in the club. I can fuck every hoe in the building. I shoulda got me a plaque. I should get me more attention. No, you should shut the fuck up and leave all the bitching to bitches.
What a good shoulda ass nigga. Oh, what a good, what a good shoulda ass nigga. Ow, ow, ow.
It's your girl, DJ Jay Mommy, and you are now listening to the Puff TV Morning Combo.
Yo, it's 9:44. We got 15 minutes left in the show. That was that new 2 Chainz and Lil Boosie, woulda, coulda, shoulda ass. That's that shit. That new Freebase is good music, too. Y'all should get that. Check that out. Thank God it's Friday. The Beast, you still with me?
I'm back. Yeah, I'm here.
That's what's up. Oh, yeah, but just a lot. Shout out to everybody still listening to us, too. I know some people probably seen on Facebook, I posted up saying, you know, God's going to have to forgive me today because when I read this story right here, it's called newsnerd.com about Winston-Salem, North Carolina. A Carolina church has introduced a controversial plan to charge admission fees to attend the Sunday morning service. Mount Ebenezer Baptist Church revealed the fee was a direct result of church members and visitors not giving enough offerings to keep the doors of the church open. The church pastor, Reverend James Lamont, spoke with local news. He said, "We realize that charging members to attend church would not be a popular decision. However, necessary to remain operational. There's a lot that goes on to make these services happen. Without the significant amount of donations, the church will be operating at a loss. We are in the business of saving souls. We are also a business. Salaries and bills have to be paid. And saving souls ain't cheap." Check this out. The members of the Mount Ebenezer Baptist Church will be allowed to pay a discount yearly membership fee of $60, while visitors will have to pay $10. The church says that they are also offering $25 family discount admission fees for up to 4 family members. The entrance to the church will be free only on days except Sunday worship service. Children under 12 will be allowed to enter the church without paying. The Beast, how you feel about that?
I don't care what the situation is. You don't charge to go to church. No. I don't even have any real words. No, absolutely not. I'm not doing it.
I had some people say on my Facebook, "Hey, you can pay $10 to get in the club. Why you can't pay $10 to get in church?"
It's not the same thing. When we go to the club, we're not glorifying anything.
Right.
Worship is free.
But
the Lord's love is free. I understand what you pay tithes for, but charging to get into church, then you might as well call it the club. If that's the case, is the club equivalent to church? No. So why are we comparing it to the club?
Yeah, I feel you. Another one of my Facebook friends said, "How about free before 11?" Yeah, our Facebook friends or something else, yo. For real, y'all bring a couple people in, chime in on this topic, yo. Free, how you feel about that, man?
Shit, man. I don't think it's right. You know, I mean, even though you're gonna pay $10. More than, you know, $5 to $9. Some people that don't, you know, most people are grown people who respect the fact that, you know, what church is all about. They don't, they gonna pay anyway. So I just don't think it should be mandatory. I think that's wrong. You know, church is already tax free. They don't pay no taxes. You know, I mean, they gotta pay the water bill and the power bill. But I mean, really though, it's just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
So many levels, you can't even find words to explain. It's just wrong.
Yeah. All right. Stay on the athlete, because you know we got to get them the Puff TV. We got to give them the Puff TV version of this. Man, we got 10 minutes left. I'm trying to pull a couple more callers in. Let me see if I got my hunger. Yo, Show, how you feel about this? You say $10 for church?
No, I think that's total debauchery. They wrong for that. They better pray about it and ask the Lord to send them some money for their church, or you should close them church doors, because if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be doing it. That's what anybody, don't try to give a church an exception because you're talking about the Lord. The Lord don't want that mess in this. Come on now. Anything for $1.
I feel you.
Your salvation is free. And at the end of the day, you can sit at home and get the Lord. You don't have to be in the building. So with that being said, the doors of the church are now closed.
Appreciate you, babe.
No problem, babe.
Yo, Yo, this is a very touchy subject, man. Yeah, I feel where everybody coming from, too, man. And I can understand where the pastor coming from, too, man, because the pastor is basically, trying to keep his church open. But it's a way, it's all on how you do stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know what I mean? The beast. Maybe he could have came up with some fundraisers or something. You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand. But also, can we judge his credibility? Is his church packed every Sunday? Like, why does he need this money? Like, that's not how, we do have water bills. You do have the light bill. If your church ain't paid for yet, you got the mortgage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but that's what tithes and offering is for. So.
Yeah, but he's saying that nobody was paying their tithes and offering, you know, so he wanted to get it at the door before you come in.
Obviously something ain't right at that particular church. I'm just gonna say that. And then for him to take a big step like saying he's gonna charge, he really ain't gonna have nobody at the church now.
Yeah, because they gonna know you can't get
to the
church
the night before.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true though. That's true. Some people ain't got it either,
him.
Man. A lot of people. Yeah, no, we're not judging him. We're just talking about the situation. But some people just ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Even when you go to church, you can't make an offer sometimes. And the Lord know your heart. You just ain't got it. You feel what I'm saying?
I can't pay to get in the club. So that's why I be trying to make it to church on Sunday.
I got you. We got 9:51. 9:51. 8 minutes left in the show. Yeah, it's a very touchy subject, man. But I feel where everybody coming from, man. You know. It's got to be a better way. And, you know, I'm like, well, Showtime, man, you better pray. Maybe I need to up your Bible studies and pray and worship up something. Something's got to give, though. But I don't know about having my mama at the door, like she be at the house. That'll be 10 to get in. Well, we had Fluffy at the door of the church. I told Freako, God forgive me, but I had to joke on this on the beach. You feel me? I couldn't help it. My bad.
Okay.
I'm going to bring back in Deacon Freak. Deacon Freak, are you? Mac Puff. And welcome to Ebenezer Puff TV Church. But to get in this church, it's going to cost you $20. And we got Fluffy at the door. We got Fluffy at the door.
Yeah.
Fluffy, don't let nobody in that door if they ain't got that $20. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. We seen Brother Johnson at the liquor house the other night, gallivant with all them ladies of the night. He need to pay $30 to get in.
Brother Johnson, let it be $30 for you, Brother Johnson. Brother Freak, let the congregation. Hold on one quick. Brother Freak, let the congregation know how they can get advance interest from you. What you take for payments?
I do take food stamps card. I do take debit cards, prepaid cards, Visa cards, gift cards. I take pretty much any form of monetary financial gain. Anything, I take a personal check, but it has to be cash immediately. Hey, sometimes on a good Sunday, if there's a good game coming on, I might take a T-bone steak.
Amen, brother. And amen, brother. All that gets you what brother Free just said. All that gets you on the RSVP list at the Ebenezer Puff TV Church. And I got one even better for you. Off the record. If you got that loud, you can get in the church, but you got to give it to me before the service. If it don't come to church with that stinking stuff, give it to me before you get to the church, and I'll put your name on the RSVP list and make sure Fluffy had you right in there and with no problem. Do we have VIP seats in the church, brother Deacon Freak?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You can come up here on the second row because the first row is for the first ladies of the church and the
first
deacon.
Ladies of the church. Yes. Amen.
Or we have a VIP section in the balcony area where you get a free bottle of water and a couple of gummy bears and some grapes.
Oh, my Lord. And they talking about communion. Listen here. I want to let y'all know. Let's get a Felicia for the car right there. Sister the Beast, if you would do me a favor, and would you please escort anybody who snuck in the back door through the kitchen, I'm going to need you to come back to the front and give Sister the Beast your $10 for Sunday service. We can't have you in here, even if you is back there blessing the food. We're going to need you to pay, because the doors of the church, you must pay to get in Ebenezer Puff TV service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give y'all a little just come. What'd you say, brother Frank? What was you saying?
Pastor Puff, since we are having financial troubles, I think that we should change the communion wine to tap water. we can pray over the tap water, and it'll be holy water, and it'll serve the same purpose.
My brother, that's why you are my first. That's why you are my first deacon, my brother. That listen, but deacon Freak. Listen, we gonna change them little saltine crackers. We gonna get regular crackers and just break them up into pieces. How about that?
We just smash them up with a hammer and put them on the plate, and you just get you a piece.
Put them on the plate. And if the House of Prayer is giving away them boxes of food to the city next week, we gonna get some of them vainas. Get some of them vanilla wafers, and we're going to get them to the children so they won't get high blood pressure from the salted crackers at communion.
Yes.
We got him.
Children will be excited about learning about the Lord and coming to church. We start giving out them vanilla wafers.
Vanilla wafers. And listen, all this right here, y'all, all this only go down in one place. At Ebenezer, Puff TV, Episcopal, Missionary, Baptist. We might be Muslim on Wednesdays. It only costs you 20 to get in. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we are selling pork ribs after church.
Yes. With macaroni and cheese.
God, I can...
To the room, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy. God forgive me if you listening to this show, but it was just a joke. All my Christian listening to this show, it was just a joke. But let me tell y'all something. To get an Ebenezer Puff TV Episcopal Church, it's going to cost you $20, a dime bag of the Kush, or like Freako said, let them go, Deacon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done with y'all, man. I'm done with y'all. Hey, look, this is Puff TV Morning Show. Hey, thank you, everybody, for listening to us, man. Y'all can catch us at the house tonight. We're going to cut up. Are you ready to turn up tonight? The Beast, y'all ready to turn up?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's my girl's birthday. We're going to kick it. We're going to clown.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to be on tonight. Am I going to be on that brown or that tequila or vodka, you know? Matter of fact, somebody let me know what I can drink tonight. If you know me and you know me well enough, then you know that I turn up to a different type of level depending on what I'm drinking.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to see me act like a sexual predator, put me on in Hennessy. Mm.
Uh-oh.
Because I fucking rule.
I get real aggressive. I don't take no for an answer.
Yo, hey y'all, man, y'all meet us at the house tonight, man. Y'all have a safe weekend. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Only do what the Beast would do. Hey, y'all, love everybody for all our listeners, man. Shout out for everybody, man, who like that status too about trying to get on that show with the comedian Earthquake, man. They checking me out. Yo, it's big things coming from the Puff TV movement, man. We getting it all the way around, baby. Shot time, let's go, y'all.
Somebody show me the city.
Damn, that was Deacon Freak. You can get in the Episcopal. You can get in Ebenezer Puff TV Church if you show Deacon Freak. If you show Deacon, your nipple. Yo, I'm gone. Yo, y'all be good, yo. Freak, I hit you in a minute. The Beast.
Beast, let's go get some breakfast.
All right, I'm getting ready.
Alright, shut down.
Turn up.
You sure you're getting no breakfast,
don't know, now you know. Let's go.
I'll call you.
Alright.
Oh,
shut down.
Make
yeah,
your way
shot
the bar. It's that time, y'all. Puff TV and it's
hey,
time for the
shots.
I don't know if we doing 50 or 100 tonight, but it's definitely time for the
shots.
Freako, I see you over there, Playboy. You getting them things right, man.
Shots.
Hey, fellas, thank me later for getting these ladies all these
shots.
I don't know if we drinking white
shots.
Tequila.
Shots.
Brown. It don't matter.
Shots.
We trying to get somebody.
Shots.
You gonna throw up?
Shots.
You gonna turn up?
Shots.
If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
That's how it's going down.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Hey.
The beast, don't be over there trying to breastfeed that baby either.
That's not about breastfeed. I'm about to change her. She's
going
to cook during the show. I've been waiting for a second.
We're
I don't
feed
need
that baby no buttermilk.
Say what?
We don't feed that baby no buttermilk.
Get out of here and take your mother with you.
I'm going, yo.
Violating my back.